Now it's time for our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Faith and Adam each have 3. Jordan has 2.
Come on!
Okay, Jordan, you are in third place. That means that you are up first. Here we go, Jordan. Fill in the blank.
Okay.
On Thursday, former National Security Advisor Blank declined to appear before House impeachment investigators.
Bolton?
Right. On Monday, the White House formally started the process to withdraw the U.S. from the blank.
Paris Climate Accord.
Right. This week, the U.S. and China agreed to lift blanks as part of any trade deal between the two countries.
Tariffs?
Right. People in Delhi celebrated after officials upgraded the city's air quality rating to blank.
Breathable?
No, very poor. After admitting to a consensual relationship with an employee, the CEO of Blank announced his resignation. Yes, indeed. For some reason, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg is planning to blank.
Run for president.
Yes, police in California, responding to a noise complaint at an apartment complex, discovered that the racket was being caused by Blank.
Party.
No. No, it was caused by a 400-pound bear stuck in a dumpster.
That was almost too obvious.
Yes. The two deputies responding to the call heard something trapped inside and knew not only what it was, but also who it was. It was T-Shirt the Bear. He'd already had several run-ins with the law. The officers said the bear was easily identifiable because it had this cute patch of white fur on his belly. And because he was still wearing the bloody uniform of the last officer who'd been so amused by the whole thing.
Wait a minute. A bear wearing a shirt with his head stuck in a container? That's Pooh Bear.
That is true.
Yeah.
Oh, bother.
Yeah.
Bill, how did Jordan Carlos do in our quiz?
5 right, 10 more points. Total of 12 in the lead.
For now.
All right, we have flipped the coin, and Adam has elected to go next. So, here we go, Adam, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, Matt Bevin asked for a re-canvassing of the votes from the gubernatorial election in blank.
Kentucky.
Yes, on Monday, a federal appeals court ruled that Donald Trump's accounting firm must hand over his blanks.
Tax returns.
Right. On this week, Tulsi Gabbard became the 10th candidate to qualify for the next blank.
Debate.
Yes, Democratic presidential debate. On Tuesday, jury selection began in the trial of Trump confidant blank.
Roger Stone.
Yes, this week, a woman in Michigan discovered the police had put a warrant out for her arrest after she blanked.
Was found in a dumpster with her head stuck in a honey jar.
Returned a library book 2 years late.
Oh, man.
On Wednesday, it was announced that an all CGI version of 50s icon blank would appear in the new movie Finding Jack.
Elvis.
No, James Dean. You were close. Members of a church in Minnesota are complaining after a mistake on the church program used a picture of blank instead of Jesus.
I'm going to go with the bear again.
No. No. Instead of a picture of Jesus, they had a picture of Obi-Wan Kenobi.
So, what's the problem?
It was like, Jesus Christ, I wonder if he means old Ben Christ. Yeah. So it looked like a bunch of pictures of Jesus taken from history and art, you know. But there, hiding at the bottom, was a picture of Ewan McGregor,
sure,
dressed as Obi-Wan Kenobi from the prequels. In the church's defense, the Jedi does look an awful lot like, you know, your stereotype of Jesus. He's got the long hair, he's got the beard, he's got the robes, and of course, he has that laser sword that Jesus is always carrying with him.
Thank you.
You gotta cut those loaves with something.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
Those fish aren't gonna fry themselves.
Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Well, he got 4 right.
Oh, boy.
8 more points. Uh-oh. Total of 11 is very close to Jordan, but 1 short.
And how many, then, does Faith need to win?
5 to win.
All right, Faith, this is for the game Fill in the Blank. In another step back from their 2015 nuclear deal, Blank announced plans to begin enriching uranium at some facilities.
Iran.
Right. On Tuesday, over 11,000 scientists declared blank a worldwide emergency.
Climate change.
Right. This week, former Attorney General Blank announced plans to run for his old Senate seat in Alabama.
Jeffrey Beauregard Sessions.
Indeed. On Tuesday, Democrats gained control of both houses of the General Assembly in blank.
Virginia.
Right. On Wednesday, 2 former Twitter employees were charged with spying for blank.
Saudi Arabia.
Right. On Sunday, Jocelyn Jepkosgei of Kenya won the blank with the fastest debut time ever.
New York Marathon.
Yes. On this week, researchers reported that blank had escaped a Soviet-era nuclear bunker in Poland.
Wow. Some kind of panda dog.
No. 1 million cannibal ants.
What?
The giant teeming mass of cannibal ants who were trapped in the abandoned nuclear facility were being studied by a group of scientists who were trying to answer the question, what's the most efficient way to unleash hell itself into the unsuspecting world? After providing the ants with an escape route, the scientists said that the sight of thousands upon thousands of insects streaming out of the abandoned bunker were almost as scary as seeing one silverfish inside your apartment. Bill, Faith did well enough to win, didn't she?
Well, she needed 5. She got 6.
There you are.
12 more points, total of 15, and the win.